Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Minutes with Dr. Darren J. Beatty, and then Alice Jones is going to be joining us. Darren, I think they're going to be using January 6th against their political opposition forever. That's their plan. They just arrested a GOP governor candidate in Michigan just out of nowhere because he was leading in the polls. I mean, a lot of the people they're charging weren't even there in Washington, D.C., let alone my story. Never went into the building, never trespassed, never touched anybody, never did anything. But, I mean, Enrique Tarrio wasn't even there. Roger Stone wasn't even there. I think they want to take this to the next level. Oh, you talked about a rigged election. Oh, you supported Donald Trump. They want to come arrest you. I mean, where do you think it goes from here? Even though their ratings flopped, they have, I think, three more of these things planned. Where do you think this corrupted, authoritarian, tyrannical, I don't even know how else to describe this. I don't know if anything this bad has ever happened, you know, as far as a political party weaponizing the government against the people in U.S. history. Where do you think the Democrats take this next, Dr. Darren J. Beatty?
Well, that's an excellent observation, and I think it really is incumbent on us to remember what the stakes are here, what the purpose is, what is the agenda. It isn't really about January 6th. It's about the significance, the false narrative of January 6th holds to further the regime's agenda. And that agenda is the reconfiguration and really the weaponization of the American national security apparatus against the American people to silence, suppress, and destroy the energies associated with movements like the Donald Trump movement, but not just that, any movement that could be threatening to the regime and its hold on power. And that's what it's about. The Department of Homeland Security is spearheading what some people have called the domestic war on terror. And guess what? Benny Thompson, who is the chairman of the January 6th Committee, is also the chairman of the Homeland Security Committee. He is the Department of Homeland Security's stooge in Congress. And he's conducting an investigation, a sham investigation on January 6th, the false narrative about which is used as the propelling pretext for the Department of Homeland Security's reconfiguration as a political tool to silence and suppress and destroy Trump supporters. So that's really what's going on. Those are the stakes. That's why, despite how boring or irrelevant a lot of this stuff is, it's really just boring from the side they're talking about. It's actually explosive and dark, but extremely interesting to investigate what actually happened there, because it opens up an entire can of worms that's entirely alien to most American people who are naive, comfortably naive about the nature of their own government and the types of the operations that the government has been conducting against them, their citizens, not just in January 6th, but going back a long time. And this is just the tip of the iceberg in that regard. And so I hope everyone will go to revolver.news, read our piece with an open mind and share it and begin the educational process, because the stakes are too high to be ignorant on this issue.
Yeah, exactly. And it's just the more they flop, it seems like the more aggressive they get. And I just want to tell you also, Dr. Beatty, that I have just been sent information from Pete Santilli. He says he has identified the fence cutting bulwark. So if you'd like, I can forward that information to you, and maybe your team can get to work on that.
Yep, we're definitely looking for tips. So we'll pursue that and see where it leads.
Wonderful. We'll send you that information. Dr. Darren Beatty from Revolver.News. Thank you so much. God bless you. Godspeed. And folks, just pray for people like Darren Beatty who are putting everything on the line to stand up against this political corruption, the Democrat Party, folks. It's no joke. These people mean business, in case you haven't noticed. They shoot and kill Ashley Babbitt, and they celebrate it. And that's just one of their political murders. So, Darren Beatty, thank you so much for joining us today. Revolver.News, folks, is where you can find all the information. All right. When we come back, Alex Jones is going to be joining us with some of his latest breaking information and response to what we saw last night. And I've got other big stories and videos to cover as we enter the third hour now of the Alex Jones Show.
The internet and talk radio are on fire with the slogan, Alex Jones was right. People ask, what's it like to be vindicated? Well, it's actually a very sick feeling because I knew this was coming. I tried to stop it. And now everything I've talked about is going to become more important than ever because the globalists aren't hiding it anymore in policy reports and documents. It's now out in the open. Klaus Schwab said last week that they rule the earth. The Bilderberg Group founded Davos Group. So now the fight's out in the open. They're making their move because they know they're behind schedule. We're going to win this thing. God's watching. The children are counting on us. I just want to thank the viewers and listeners for your word of mouth and your prayer and your financial support, because without you, InfoWars would not be here. So I want you to really internalize the fact that you are the InfoWar and you are the reason humanity has a fighting chance. So I want to thank you and salute you again for all you've done and ask you now to redouble your efforts.
Found it, the tip of the spear. It is the Alex Jones Show with Owen Troyer.
You know, folks, I got to tell you, I don't know about you, but there's something in the air. There's something in the air here. And you know, I just want to be clear, as we're about to be joined by Alex Jones, because I know he shares this same sentiment, but I'll speak for myself. I have no intention and never had any intention of being a violent revolutionary. Not my thing. I'm not a violent person. I don't like fighting. I don't really like combat. I'm not really big into hunting. I never wanted to join the military. I like talking. I like telling the truth. I like justice. I like freedom. That's what motivates me to be here. I'm a lover of life. I love life so much. I want to preserve the life that we have here. That's what motivates me. And so that's the driving force here. But you hear talks about a cold civil war. Folks, the Democrats are already hot. They already have political prisoners. They're already censoring free speech. They're already killing Trump supporters. They show up to Supreme Court justices' houses to murder them. They try to do mass murders at baseball practices. So I don't even really know how to properly handle it or analyze it at this point, Alex, as they're trying to destroy us and end our country. And we're just lovers of life. I mean, I know you, Alex. You're a big loving fuzzball. But we have a commitment and a passion to freedom and truth that drives us to this transmission every day that resonates with the people. So, I mean, I know you got big information and lots of stuff to analyze here. But, I mean, just being in this historic moment, seeing where the Democrats are going, I don't know if there's ever been such an evil force in this country. I don't know if the country has ever experienced the government being weaponized against the people like we're seeing right now. I mean, how do we harness this energy for good? How do we take these trying times and turn them into a positive for America, to unite the people, to bring people together back with love and a desire for freedom and prosperity? Because I know it's there, Alex. I know it's there.
Well, Owen, you just stole my thunder when we hadn't talked before I came on the show here. That's exactly the point I was going to make, is that we're in a hot war. They're starting a civil war. They're a foreign political group. They are the globalist party. They are the Great Reset, Build Back Better organization. They are the New World Order. And they know they're losing the people from the U.S. to Brazil to Canada to Germany to the U.K. to Australia. And that's why they're putting in this martial law system. And let's just remember, I've listened to the show today. You haven't really talked about yourself much, but you were there with us peacefully trying to get people to not go in the Capitol on video. And they arrested you and charged you and said that you broke down barricades and attacked the Capitol. And that, quote, you did not work with InfoWars. And that you perjured yourself to federal court when you said, I was with Alex Jones, peaceful. He's not been arrested. Why have I been arrested? They just said, he does not work there, Your Honor. He is a liar. And the federal judge said, I don't care. It's immaterial if they lie. The charges go forward. That is in the judge's ruling. So that is America, where the judge says, yes, they are lying. You do work at InfoWars. But I want to go back to last night. There's some clips on InfoWars.com. We should probably play them after I leave. But Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park, where he just said, listen, they are framing the American people as terrorists, as their opposition as terrorists. They are creating an authoritarian society, not just surveillance, not just censorship, we have cases where just 2 weeks ago, the Antifa member that shot two random people in the middle of the street in Colorado, and the feds said, okay, and the judge said, no prison time. That's actually shooting people. And so I never heard Stuart Rhodes or I never heard any of those people talk about going into the Capitol. I never saw any of that information. We were all concerned that Antifa might attack us at our hotel. You know, we had security for some of the events we had the days before. We had big peaceful rallies with probably 500,000 people, the biggest one weeks before January 6th. Everybody knows that. They know what we came there for, to say, look, we got a million people. Joe Biden can't fill, you know, a small parking lot at a Jeep dealership for his rallies. In fact, I saw a meme, a joke. It shows a car salesman slapping on the roof of the car and saying to the guy that he's trying to sell it to, you can fit four Biden rallies in this bad boy. So that was our whole point. We stated our point when we wanted the 10-day investigation that the Democrats had called for 4 years before, that the Senate, by law, can have if they want. There had been no real investigation. The courts didn't look at the evidence of fraud. They just said, no, we're not going to do it. And so it was the House and Senate's job to do that. But everybody knows that. And the American people are not buying the whole fraud that January 6th was the new Pearl Harbor, or worse than 9/11, and all these preposterous, asinine things that were said and done. But the backdrop here is the white supremacist attack a month ago in Buffalo, and the situation 2 weeks ago, or 16 days ago, 17 days ago in Uvalde. That's the real issue, because if you look at the whole backdrop of both these stories, they don't add up. They don't make sense. You have the white supremacist 18-year-old mentally ill person with a Fed in daily contact, constant contact, is what the FBI admits, for 2 years. So you've got one hand of the FBI investigating, the other hand of the feds, and you've got all this going on. And then you've got these Hollywood stars like Matthew McConaughey running around saying, let's take all the assault weapons, let's take all the rifles, and then magically his hometown gets attacked. And then the police lie 40-plus times, change their story 18 times, and none of it adds up. They were having all these drills at the school in the days and weeks before. Now the police chief that ordered the stand down won't talk to the state police or the FBI. There's a massive cover-up going on. We know we're being lied to, and all of this right on time is happening. And so I've been saying for a year, right before the midterms, you're going to start seeing white supremacist attacks on black grocery stores. Boom, that happened. You're going to see mass shootings at schools. Boom, that happened. And I'm not saying that the shooting didn't happen. What I'm saying is that if you look at the anomalies and things, this thing has 10 times the anomalies of Sandy Hook, and no one can deny that. So most of our listeners just think it didn't happen. Well, I can't prove that. All I'm saying is the season and the timing and it being McConaughey's town to make him this big hero as they prepare him to run for president later. This is massive preparation, ladies and gentlemen. Massive, 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 massive evil going on. Everybody can see it. We know it's synthetic. It's like when you walk into a grocery store, you can tell a real bag of cherries versus a display of plastic bananas and apples. Now, you know, when you look at the plastic banana, what type of plastic is it made of? Where was it made? You don't know looking at it, but you know it's fake. You know it's not real. You know that something is inherently wrong with it. You know it's synthetic. Even the best CG, people can look at it in movies and tell you, I don't know why it's CG, but you can tell it's CG. I remember 6 years ago, Hillary had campaign ads running, and I remember just seeing dust in the air. Looked like 80-millimeter film had shot it. The scripted answers at a town hall, and I said on air, that's a fake town hall. Those are actors. It came out a month later. It was all fake, a fake town hall with actors shot on super HD film cameras or digital film cameras, you know, Hollywood cameras. And January 6th, they tried to keep it secret that a former top news and entertainment executive, he ran ABC, that he is running the entire January 6th thing as a scripted deal. And then they have a lawyer get up there and put up as a document. They're calling this a hearing, a court. They're swearing people in at these things. So that means if they lie, it's criminal as well. And they play a clip from months before January 6th, with Stuart Rhodes saying, we better all get to D.C. because Antifa has been attacking people and trying to intimidate folks in the streets, and we should go there to show our numbers to support Trump First Amendment activity. He was saying to try to stop a civil war. They then take a clip of him saying, stop civil war, stop blood, and they cut it in with me and say to the committee and the world and all the major TV stations carrying it and C-SPAN and radio, force-fed state-run media, only Fox didn't carry it, and said, here is Alex Jones planning the attack, and Trump directed them to do this. A, Trump didn't direct us to do it. A, we weren't calling for violence. And A, and B, it was a show we did from November, months before. So this is the level of criminal perjury. This is the level of criminal activity. And we have Schiff on the committee who has three times in the committee falsified documents and taken emails and moved the words around to make it say something completely different. That's why I took the Fifth Amendment. I knew that if I didn't go, they would have me indicted for contempt of Congress, like they've done to Navarro.
Alex, we're hitting a break right now. Stay right there, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones on the line. And Adam Schiff, the liar he's talking about, remember, he said he was going to show you the evidence of Russian collusion. He never did. He never had it. He lied.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Here's the deal. I've had constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating for years. I've tried a lot of laxatives and fiber supplements, but my symptoms keep coming back.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements, and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, silverlungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They gave what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Back here live on the Alex Jones Show. Alex, you were just getting into the known liar, Pete Sand... I'm talking to Pete Santilli in the break. Adam Schiff, who said, Alex, I've seen the evidence of Russian collusion. I will prove it to you that there was Russian collusion with Trump. Turns out the whole thing was made up. Hillary Clinton, the original Jussie Smollett, and she just ran the whole hoax, made the whole thing up herself. And then Adam Schiff lied and carried water for her. Now he's doing the same thing again with this January 6th thing. I mean, if there's any good news to come to this, Alex, the ratings are really low. Everybody knows the Democrats are liars. But the problem is, it doesn't stop them. They continue to engage in their criminal activity and their deceit.
Well, I absolutely agree with you. And look, America's in deep trouble. It's been taken over by foreign multinational corporations. They're literally cutting off the power, cutting off the energy. They said they would use inflation to destroy us and bankrupt our system to bring in this new cashless society. And finally, Tucker Carlson gets it. Finally, Rand Paul gets it. Finally, they're talking like Bolsonaro or Viktor Orban. But we need to get everybody understanding that we're under attack. And these people know exactly what they've done. And they know exactly what they are establishing. And so I just want listeners to understand that they're trying to censor and shut us down because they want to censor and shut you down. And I know the listeners and audience get this, but InfoWars has almost become passe now because everything we said came true. Well, folks, you have to understand the rest of it's going to come true. Total planetary collapse, billions starving to death and dying over the next decade. The plan of Agenda 2030 is nothing less than mass genocide on a global scale. And so that isn't hype. That isn't BS. That isn't rhetorical rhetoric to demonize our political opponents. It's the reality. Everybody knows it. And so that's why I am so extremely dedicated to doing everything I can to stop these people. And that's why listeners have to understand InfoWars is so precious because it really is the brain trust and the brainchild of not just myself, the people that came before us that saw this coming, that knew what was happening. It was mainly a good FBI agents and good people in the Pentagon and good people in intelligence agencies and good people in Congress that in the 50s, 60s, 70s, and 80s held a lot of this back. And we're saying this group's trying to take over. This is their plan. They want to make you poor so they can enslave you and depopulate you. They're going to put computers in control of everything. They're going to build a technocracy. They're going to monitor everywhere you go and you buy and sell with face scans and hand scans because they had face scanners and retina scanners back in the 60s, folks. And that's why it's in the 1980s James Bond movies. This is all old stuff that they have been trying to move forward and attack us with. And for decades and decades, the globalists would just say, oh, there's no Bilderberg Group. Oh, there's no New World Order. Oh, there's no plan for world government. Oh, there's no plan to break up the family. Oh, there's no plan to promote pedophilia. Oh, there's no plan to devalue the currency. Oh, there's no plan to get rid of the borders. But now it should be very easy to beat these people because we're in it. And I know we've got hundreds of articles and dozens of videos and so much to cover here today, but I just go back to the fact that we have to know we're in a war. We have to know who's running the war. We have to know what their aims are, how they tick, how they're financed, how they operate, and just wake up as a people, not just in America, but worldwide, and say no to this system. We've also got to be prepared. You know, so many people are stockpiling guns and ammunition. That's fine to defend yourself, and it's a great check against tyranny. But if we don't use the First Amendment to override and stop all this tyranny, we'll never use the Second Amendment as the last-ditch effort if we fell with the first. So we don't want to give them the civil war they want because they'll play us off against each other. It won't be a war against the globalists the way they're setting it up. We want to fix this peacefully. That's why I go back to this. Ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have storable food and if you don't have water filtration and if you don't have air filtration, you are a sitting duck. Those things are just as important as firearms. They're just as important as anything else you can have. Now, a relationship with God is number one. Having friends and family, you can work together and defend each other is absolutely key. And then if you have God and then family, then comes defense and food and water and a rural exit route, if you can. And separately, then fight in the info war to keep organizations that fight for you and your family's future and expose and politically laze or illuminate the enemy and spotlight the cockroaches, as the great Ted Nugent says. So I want to encourage everybody to keep InfoWars on the air, to keep spreading the word about the broadcast, and to go to preparedtoday.com. That's the new clearinghouse with our partners so that the orders go out within a day to 2 days. Everything's in stock, the water filtration, the air filtration, the food, the hundreds of award-winning, high-quality preparedness items that are, in many cases, the lowest price you're going to find because My Patriot's the biggest supplier in the U.S. They're the maker of the Alexa Pure and the Alexa Pure Breeze. They're the makers of all this. They're a huge company all over the U.S., and they give us the best deals. And so I said to them, I said, listen, you guys just set up our own separate big deal that you run. That way the orders come through. It goes right to you. That way we don't take the orders at InfoWarsStore.com. It goes right through you, so there's no handoff that can even hold things up a couple of days. And they've got the storable food in stock right now at PrepareToday.com. The URL, PrepareWithAlex.com, redirects there, PrepareWithAlex.com or PrepareToday.com. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a win-win. You get prepared. You get ready. The food's ready to ship. It beats inflation because it's obviously already going to explode in prices. We told you years ago it would. It already has. They haven't raised prices in a year. They're going to have to raise them soon, but they bought a huge stockpile of food, major investment, and they're ready to ship it to you right now at, you know, a third the price of the stuff it cost in the grocery store, and it's high quality. So PrepareToday.com. And you can also go to InfoWarsStore.com, where we have 2,000 mules that everybody needs on DVD with the expanded extras, so you can show it to your neighbors, your friends, your family, perfect strangers. And there's other big discounts with 2,000 mules at InfoWarsStore.com with other documentaries like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, the new Part 3, The Shot, most powerful of the three, COVID Land. You can get it discounted with 2,000 mules when you buy them as a combo, because the enemy is trying to shut us down. And until 2 months ago, we were in the red, worse than I even thought. We would have had to already have massive layoffs and huge problems. But by the grace of God, we got a lot of small donations. Folks stepped up and bought a lot of products at InfoWarsStore.com. And for the first time ever, we had big donors. Previously, our biggest donors were, you know, $50,000, $80,000, and that only happened a few times. The average donation was like $50. But we don't know who this donor is with Bitcoin, but they literally pulled our ass out of the fire. And then I did more accounting and found out, I'm not going to get into it all, but things were even worse than we thought because product prices have gone up, supply chains have broken down. We can't get in a lot of the best-selling products like DNA Force and others that have been staples to have us be able to fund ourselves. And so we were screwed, and I literally started praying. I never really prayed before for God to, you know, send this money, and my prayers have almost basically always been answered. And it's like the Garth Brooks song, though, you know, some of God's greatest gifts are unanswered prayers. When I was younger, I'd pray for a few things, that please let me have that girl back, please let me, you know, win this football game. That was stupid stuff. God doesn't listen to that. But God does listen when you've done the right thing, and you're standing up, and you're proving you're fighting. And that's an example not just for InfoWars, but for all of you out there that are steadfast, and God knows your heart and knows you care. Pray to God. God will answer your prayers, ladies and gentlemen, if it lines up with God's larger plan. So thank you all for the support. It's been absolutely insane. And I was pulling my hair out, totally stressed out just 2 months ago. I was going to have to cut people's pay in half, lay folks off, start basically shutting down and imploding. But by the grace of God, you know, folks have come through so we can battle all the criminal charges against Owen, so we can battle all the Democrat lawsuits that are coming to a head right now. God has provided us and given us provision. The listeners have done that. God has worked through them. So I want to thank those folks that have donated, whether it was $20 or the individual that donated millions, or whether it was $1,000 or whether it's buying products at InfoWarsStore.com or PrepareToday.com. It's really been amazing. But Owen, they're going next level. Went on national television under oath with swearing people in, claiming it's a court.
Let's cover that on the other side, Alex.
PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com. We have created a one-stop shop to get the highest quality storable foods ready to ship that are in stock with hundreds of award-winning certified preparedness survival items. That's why preparetoday.com is a one-stop shop. You can also follow preparewithalex.com. It takes you right to the same site, and it's our huge sponsor funding our operation. So Americans and others can get ready, be self-sufficient, and fund the info war while saving massive amounts of money on critical items they need, and of course getting things delivered to them quickly because it's in stock. PrepareToday.com. The only way you fail is not visiting PrepareToday.com. There's not a question now whether you need this or not. You need it. Before, it was just a backup plan and insurance. This is an insurance. This is survival. PrepareToday.com. PrepareToday.com, and I'll see you there.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. Rad. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Of mainstream media has never been more prevalent, more obvious for the American people to witness and to see on a daily basis now. And they're getting crushed with the party policies of the Democrats that are causing record inflation rates, 8.6% in May, record food prices, record gas prices, energy prices,
I mean, it's unreal, folks. I mean, anybody and everybody now, you're paying double for your grocery bill. You're paying double at the gas pump. And by the way, that's not stopping. That's only going to get worse. But how do we juxtapose, or I guess the question, Alex, is we know we're being gaslit about January 6th. We know that the entire January 6th investigation is just another power grab another weapon or weaponization of the U.S. government against the political opposition of the Democrat Party. But for most people, that's not the real issue. The real issue is how they're being crushed by Democrat Party policy that Joe Biden just blamed on Vladimir Putin in a speech today. How do we get people to understand that it's all connected? How do we get people to understand that there's a big agenda, the Great Reset, Build Back Better, World Economic Forum, World Health Organization, Bill Gates? How do we get people to understand that they're slowly deteriorating your rights, attacking the founding of this country, attacking the Bill of Rights, attacking American patriots, attacking free speech, attacking the Second Amendment, and how that's all tied into the fact they're intentionally dropping an economic bomb on us with the inflation and everything else, plus the welfare state, plus the open borders? I mean, because that's the key, Alex. Once people figure all of that out, which slowly but surely they are, it's a race against time. How do we then manifest that into restoring what America is supposed to be?
Well, you just hit the nail on the head again. We are in a war. It is a declared globalist war against civilization. It is a declared war against America, whose ideas of freedom are incompatible with their corrupt technocracy world government they're establishing. So that's it, Owen. We keep going back to that. We've got hundreds of clips, hundreds of articles. We've got all these things we could cover, but all of them are symptoms of the new world order. And they now know we're awake. They now know that we're taking our country back peacefully. So they want to overturn the chessboard with a civil war, with violence, and it's not going to work. It has blown up in their face. They've done these same policies time and time again in third world countries, the same system of inflation, the same system of years of riots, and then the country collapses and the globalists buy it up for pennies on the dollar. That is not going to work here. And so this is the immovable object comes into contact with an unstoppable force. This is going to be extremely explosive. That's why we've got to call for peace. We've got to call for justice. We've got to call for truth, not just because that's the right thing to do, but because we're winning with the ideas of freedom and liberty. We're winning hearts and minds at a record level. The body politic, not just here, but all the planet, is so ready for the truth. And I'm just honored to be a part of InfoWars and know all you great people and all the crew and the host and the listeners, the affiliates and the sponsors and everybody, because we're on the right side of history. And it's a great honor to be here. But I'm just going to say this in closing and let you get back to the news. Again, I only watched part of that yesterday. It's so sick, but I watched a bunch of the highlights last night and this morning, or the lowlights. And again, to watch them say, you're under oath, this is a real hearing, and then sit there and put on fabricated evidence, edited tapes, things out of context, putting one thing on one day when it's from 2 months before, just all of that is absolutely criminal. And it just shows they have no bottom. As you said, the more they lose, the more they double, quadruple, quintuple down, and then they do it again. And these people are destroying themselves in front of us. The question is, can they take us down with them? They've already inflated the currencies where it's going to collapse. They're just using the money now to consolidate control while cutting money off to us, giving themselves all the inflated currency to buy up the infrastructure. So this is economic war. It's all been planned out. The bastards brag about it over there at their Davos group. That's nothing but the public mouthpiece of the Bilderberg group. And it's insane. So the people have a choice. And then there's all these mainline articles about suddenly record heart attacks in young people and blood clots in women. But why 40% increase? Increase in death in young people. No one knows where it's coming from. Suddenly, 100%+ percentage of death in people above 65. No one knows why they're all having heart attacks, when the CDC's own documents in October of 2000 said that it was going to cause mass heart attacks and blood clots. They are literally murdering us. And all of this was just the training wheels, the beta test for the next operation. So, folks, your life is in the balance. You better wake people up. You better wake up your church. You better wake up your businesses. You better wake up perfect strangers, because it is only going to get worse. If we look at all these issues alone, they're going to win. But if we know that it's all part of a larger global operation and fight back with the truth and fight back by spotlighting these people, it's game over. InfoWars.com is the front line of the fight for humanity. Tomorrow's news today. I love you, Owen. I love the crew. I'm going to hand this back over to you, my friend.
Alex Jones on the phone line. Thank you so much. And, you know, I'll just... there's just so much to unpack. Let me just, in fact, let me just stop myself before I start waxing here, and let me just really focus and cover the rest of this news and get to the rest of these video clips that are on my desk, because they're way more important. We're all in this together. Our souls are connected. Our unlimited consciousness, our infinite experiences, it's all connected. We all know what's going on. So let me just highlight some of these other news stories. Now, people are starting to get it. That pretty much everything the establishment tells you is a lie. Here's Curt Schilling, Major League Baseball Hall of Famer. They lied about the dossier. Russia, Ukraine, Kavanaugh, Smollett, Avenatti, Hunter Biden, Joe Biden, Rittenhouse, George Floyd, Michael Brown, gender is fluid, systemic racism, America was founded in 1619, BLM, Antifa, and now they have a committee to get at the truth? F them. Good for Curt Schilling, because, folks, I'm telling you, you come out as a conservative American patriot now in the sports world, you get tarred and feathered. Just ask Jack Del Rio. Here's another one. Jason Meister, he goes on Fox News and other places as a commentator. J6 was not an insurrection. Trump did not collude with Russia. Kavanaugh wasn't a gang rapist. Smollett isn't a victim of a hate crime. COVID didn't originate in a wet market. Rittenhouse isn't a white supremacist. Biden didn't get 81 million votes. Men can't get pregnant. Hunter Biden's laptop is real. So, again, people are just starting to realize now it's just the truth. If a Democrat's talking, a Democrat's lying. And most of the mainstream media are just Democrat activists at this point. Let's get to some of these other video clips here, if I can, in the last 2 minutes. Let's go to... Oh, this is a wild moment on MSNBC. Rachel Maddow unintentionally tells the truth last night in clip 13. I'll explain what I mean by unintentionally. First, here is the clip.
Just the key point that, yes, there was a pro-Trump rally at which the president spoke, and we can absolutely talk about all the things the president said there. But the idea that that rally is the thing that got out of hand and that somehow resulted in the breaching of the Capitol, that rally was very far from the Capitol.
Yep.
And the people who, as you say, did the initial breach that allowed everybody else to come in, they never even went to that rally.
So that's Rachel Maddow accidentally telling a truth through a lie. You understand what I'm saying? Rachel Maddow is lying. She's lying, trying to build up the big narrative that, oh, people were plotting and planning an insurrection and a coup and all of this other stuff. I mean, maybe QAnon was. You should find out who that is. I think we're all curious, except you guys. You were probably running it. Maybe Rachel Maddow's QAnon. But see, she's lying, saying, oh, it was all pre-coordinated, all pre-scripted. But then she accidentally tells the truth in a lie that, hey, there's no way Trump was running the thing. He was on the stage talking, and the thing was already going on at the Capitol. Oops, Rachel Maddow accidentally tells the truth through a lie. That's a pretty wild one right there. But there you have it. Yeah, you know, I've got all these headlines here, but we've pretty much covered it all as far as the events from last night and everything else leading up to it. Republicans pledge a probe into January 6th investigation. Now, folks, this is the key factor on saving this country peacefully and politically. This is the key factor, is having good members of Congress. Obviously, that's only going to happen in the Republican Party now. That push back politically, legally, lawfully with the government system as it's intended to be. And it's going to be Matt Gaetz. It's going to be Paul Gosar. It's going to be Lauren Boebert. It's going to be Marjorie Taylor Greene. Hopefully Rand Paul and others. Yeah, let's get an investigation into the January 6th investigation. And let's find out what Pelosi knew and when.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net, or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, America Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. And here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
That voted for him for many different reasons, and I understand it, and I understand why people are saying they wouldn't vote for him again, and I understand why people are favoring Ron DeSantis over Trump. Let me just say this quickly, though. We don't know who's running for president in 2024 yet, but man, oh man, wouldn't you like to see Trump come back with a vengeance? Maybe not, but I'll leave it right there. Now, let me just tell you what's coming up in the next 30 minutes quickly. I'm going to cover news this segment. I've got a very important video from Darren McBreen. And then I'm going to do news into the fourth hour. And then Jay Dyer's going to take over after that. He's been nice enough to give me 10 minutes of his time today. So that's what's coming up. Now, let's do this. Let's just hit some of this news on my desk without any rhyme or reason to just make sure we've covered it here. John Hassan has gone out and done a look at how much news coverage the New York Times, the Washington Post, and Joe Biden gave, or mention or coverage that Joe Biden gave to the Governor Whitmer kidnapping attempt, which was an FBI setup, and that versus the Kavanaugh assassination attempt, which was organic Democrat terrorism. And you can see it there on the screen. New York Times covered the Whitmer kidnapping attempt in the 2 days following that with plenty of stories. You can see there on the search results, lots of stories there. Only two stories on the Kavanaugh assassination attempt from the New York Times. Let's just say more than triple that on the Whitmer FBI setup. Washington Post, same deal. Three stories, though. And Washington Post had three stories on the Kavanaugh assassination attempt. But, again, more than double on the FBI setup entrapment of the Governor Whitmer kidnapping attempt. And then Joe Biden. Yes, Biden did, of course, comment on the fake FBI setup of capturing Governor Whitmer. Nothing on the Kavanaugh assassination attempt. Nothing from our president. But we did hear from Joe Biden today. He's doing the blame game, as he normally is, to try to save his ratings from reaching the 20th percentile, which they may reach by the end of June, folks. Look out for that. But here's Joe Biden playing the blame game in clip 24.
Today I'd like to speak about my top economic priority, fighting inflation. I understand Americans are anxious, and they're anxious for good reason. I was raised in a household when the price of gasoline rose precipitously. It was the discussion at the table. It made a difference when food prices went up. But we've never seen anything like Putin's tax on both food and gas.
Putin's tax on food and gas. No, Biden literally shut down the oil pipelines in the West and then opened the oil pipelines to Putin in the European East. The food tax by Putin. I mean, folks, this is just incredible. Biden blaming this on Putin, even though all of it started as soon as Biden got in. I just wow. But here's what he's talking about. Well, don't worry. The mainstream news is covering for him. This was a syndicated story, by the way. So I have the printout here from Fortune magazine, but it's on Yahoo. It's everywhere. They syndicated it. What causes a recession? Maybe it's you and how grumpy you are about the economy. Oh, so prices go up. You can't afford it anymore. You get grumpy. That's your fault. According to Will Daniel and Fortune magazine and everywhere else, Yahoo News that syndicated this story. It's your fault. It's Putin's fault. No. I mean, that's like Biden saying, I'm going to do everything I can to stop the Democrats. You're saying, wait, you are a Democrat. I'm going to do everything I can to stop inflation. Wait, you are causing the inflation. Avocado prices hit record high. Supply chain crisis. The latest crisis. America now has a nationwide shortage of tampons. It might have something to do with the Democrats putting them in boys' bathrooms now. U.S. inflation jumps 8.6% in May. That is a huge number. I mean, again, the trend just continues. It's like 5 to 10% every month the inflation goes up. It's not stopping. It's getting worse. Britain's food supply at risk. Michigan police say they won't respond to 9/11 calls because they can't afford gas. But it's your fault. It's Putin's fault. Don't you see? No, it's the same dirty, rotten liars that are destroying this country. It's their fault, just like pretty much everything is, sadly. And they really like stealing elections because they can't win them legitimately. Tell me how this sounds to you. Supreme Court okays counting undated mail-in ballots in Pennsylvania. Undated. So you want to vote for Biden in the 2020 presidential election? Sure, go ahead right now, tomorrow if you want. Undated. Unbelievable. And Supreme Court Justice said it could well affect the outcome of the fall elections. Oh, you don't say? The mail-in drop boxes? Oh, 2,000 mules, have you seen it? I can't wait till 2,000 mules gets its primetime media coverage with all the mass media push and marketing of it, and then on every cable news network on primetime news. Are we going to have that? How do you think that would go? I bet ratings for that would be big. Do you think the Democrats would allow that, though? Do you think the mainstream media would allow that, though? Probably not. By the way, I don't have time for it today, but I want to let you know, guys, and I want to put two videos today on the Alex Jones channel on band.video. Guys, and that's going to be clip 6 and clip 11. Let me explain these videos. I don't have the time to play them today, but it's definitely well worth your time to go watch these two videos that I'm going to upload to the Alex Jones channel. The first one is, and I watched this last night, and I got to say, Brandon Fellows is in good spirits for a man in his position to shoot this documentary, but he did it. He did a great job, and he lets you know what it's like inside the D.C. Gitmo, folks. Secret video recordings leaked from inside the whole D.C. Gitmo. First footage released inside the cells of January 6 defendants. That's Brandon Fellows. Again, how he's in such good spirits. Honestly, probably just knowing he's talking to someone through the camera is probably what put him in such good spirits for the first time doing in 10 months. So we're going to put that at the Alex Jones channel, and the title will be something along footage inside D.C. Gitmo shows horrible treatment of J6 defendants or something like that. Folks, you're going to want to watch this video. Now, if you've been listening to me for a while, you may recall after the Democrats held me in a jail cell in D.C., I came on air after that and I said, I don't know how the standards in these jail cells are legal. Because I was kept in those jail cells in January of 2020, if you recall, for standing in the Capitol legally and lawfully. You may remember that. You had a bunch of Trump supporters, or excuse me, you had a bunch of Trump haters doing a demonstration in there. I believe that was on a Thursday. You had a bunch of Trump haters doing a big demonstration, about 40 of them, inside the Capitol on a Thursday. I went in there the day after and simply had a piece of tape over my mouth that said censored, and I got arrested for it, and they kept me in D.C. Gitmo for a night. And I told you how bad those facilities were. I couldn't believe they were legal. This just sheds even more light on it. I watched it for the first time last night. Folks, you got to see this. You got to share it. It's just, honestly, it's heartbreaking. And then another one I'm going to upload is Lieutenant Governor of North Carolina speaking at the NRA. You know, racist, bigot, hate monger Joy Behar says that when black people get guns, then we'll ban them. The most racist statement I've ever seen on live TV that's just legitimately racist and not satire or comedy. I wonder how she feels about Mark Robinson's speech. We're going to put that on Bandout Video as well. That's just such a powerful speech. It needs to be spread far and wide. So those things are coming. But here's a couple other things as we head into the break. The city of Miami, this is Ken Russell, who's working with the city of Miami. These people are so dumb. At City of Miami Commission, we just created a voluntary gun buyback program through Miami PD that will take guns off the streets and send them to Ukraine to help against the Russian invasion. This could be a model for police departments across the country. So again, you, the American law-abiding citizen, you don't get a gun, but then they send them into Ukraine where they almost certainly end up on the black market. You really think this is taking guns off the streets? How dumb must you be? How many people are going to sell the gun to you and then go out and buy a nicer one? How many criminals are selling their guns? This is ridiculous. It's not going to stop anything. You want to do a gun buyback program? Fine. You want to send it to Ukraine? Okay, fine. It just shows how the double standard. American get a gun. But, oh, see, it's like George Takei the other day says, if AR-15s work so well, why don't we send more to Ukraine? Oh, you figured it out! The stupid liberal figured it out! The gun stopped tyranny! The gun stopped the bad guy! New York governor signs off on new gun laws requiring permits.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.